Welcome to the Next Step Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Ms. Jackie Levin. Jackie, why don't you take it from here?
Hi, everybody. I am so delighted to be here. Let me tell you a little bit about my background and what I'm going to talk about. I'm actually going to talk about how you can find transformational speaking engagements easily and effortlessly. Now, my background starts out, I was actually one of the first women sports writers in America, and then I segued into being one of the leading sports special events and entertainment PR companies in the U.S., and I did a lot of major launches, including the first four Los Angeles Marathons, the World Poker Tour, the National Hockey League's 75th anniversary, and major cable networks all across the country. I've worked with major, significant brands all across America. And over the last several years, seven or eight years, I've actually worked in the personal growth space. I switched because I wrote two books in personal growth myself. And those books did actually quite well. But I realized that my heart lied in helping messengers, people that really deserve to get their message out to a bigger world because they're helping to change the world in positive ways. And, of course, that means so many speakers. And so I've done a lot of speaking myself, but more importantly, I've helped with radio media tours and publicity for speakers and leaders and authors. And now we've taken to creating ways to connect speakers with their audience in much bigger ways. So I've spent the last couple of years actually researching different ways and places that speakers can connect with their audiences. Now, of course, you know, so much today is speaking for client acquisition, and that means actually doing a lot of non-paid speaking engagements, and certainly there are great paid speaking engagements and various different programs like learning credited programs and workshops within corporations. But more likely, people who are delivering some kind of a personal growth, self-enhancement kind of message are ending up speaking for acquisition. So I felt that it would really be easy, most beneficial for people if I can actually provide some guidance on that, because people are always saying, well, where can I book more speaking engagements, and how can I find the right ones, and can I find them in my neighborhood, and can I find them nationally? So I decided to create some information that might be of value to you. And a lot of this is what you'll find in the Speakertunity, the Transformational Speaker Leads tip sheets that we've been creating, but I wanted to bring it directly to you so that you have some opportunities to begin to work with. So I encourage you to get out a pen and pencil, and let's start talking about different kinds of opportunities. One of the things that I find most welcoming to somebody with a personal growth message are Centers for Spiritual Living and Unity churches. They often either enable you to offer a workshop at the venue or allow you to do a short inspirational talk at the Sunday service or combine the two for maximum impact. Your workshop may be offered for free, but if you charge, they will likely want to split the revenue with you, or they might charge a small room rental, and then you can keep the proceeds yourself. And the venue should also develop a joint promotional campaign to get it out to their community. That's one of the nice things about working with a spiritual living center. Now, you might also know of Christian churches that do this in your community, but we know that they are less likely to bring in an outside person just because they have regular pastors, but some of them do. So you can investigate that aspect as well. Now, of course, women's organizations are such a powerful outlet for women speakers, and there are various women's networking and professional groups that are among the most prolific opportunities in speaking. So what you want to do is you want to look for local chapters of the National Association Women Business Owners. That's called NABO for short, eWomen Network, the National Association of Professional Women, NAPW, the American Business Women's Association, ABWA, the Women's Global Leadership Alliance, WGLA, the National Association of Female Executives, known as NAFE, N-A-F-E, and local organizations such as WINC, Women's Incorporated in San Diego, or Babes in Business in Canada. I love that one. If you Google women's networking groups in your region, you can find some of these, and some that I might not even have mentioned. Now, obviously, one of the other places that really is very welcoming to speakers is fraternal organizations and service clubs. And they've long been a stronghold for local speakers, you know. And so in your community or the extended community, you can go to the websites for these various service organizations, and they all offer a link to their local chapters. And if you search around, you can frequently find the president or the programming chair or someone who is actually responsible for speakers. And these, of course, include Rotary, Kiwanis, Seroptimus, which is for women, the Lions Club, and Kin Clubs in Canada. And many of these have female auxiliaries as well. And the Kin Clubs are interesting. They've been around a long time, but most people in the U.S. don't know about them. Now, it sometimes takes a bit of digging to find these right contacts, but when you do, it's a great opportunity to connect with them. So that's another great source. Local networking groups and chambers of commerce. And don't forget, there are also women's chambers of commerce. That's a really interesting one that I discovered in my research. Many of them do have specific women's chambers, and they are always looking for speakers. The easiest way to find these is to Google business networking groups plus the name of your community, or chambers of commerce plus your community. Now, there are also some affiliated groups for each, such as the Main Street Chambers of Commerce. They have chapters all over the country. They tend to be in mid-sized or smaller markets, but you can find that. And then Master Networks, and that one is mostly in the East Coast. Now, if your business fits the profile, consider the Holistic Chambers of Commerce. You can find that at holisticchamberofcommerce.com. It's a great resource. You can find, the one caveat is most of the time they actually want you to join. But if you pay for a membership, which is, you know, not more than, it's under $200 a year, that enables you to speak at chambers all over. And if you live, especially in California, there are chambers up and down the state, but there are many chambers all across the country, and the website will point them to you. So just reach out to whoever is responsible for the meeting and see if, in fact, that they have might have a spot for you on the rostrum. Now, one overlooked opportunity, especially if you're an author, are libraries. Many libraries encourage talks by local authors, and the book doesn't need to be recently published if the information is timely and relevant. You want to focus on the benefit to the library's constituency, and then you can get booked and draw an optimum crowd. So that's another great one that people don't often reach out to. Now, of course, if you're an author, bookstores are a great venue. And now I'm going to caution you about this, that the independent bookstores are much more likely to be a good venue because they have mailing lists, and they will email their communities to tell you that you are going to be guesting at their store. If you go to a Barnes & Noble, you're likely to have less success. Most people don't know this, only because the only thing that they will do to promote your appearance is actually just put a poster in the store. So it's really critical to go to a store that's willing to promote your appearance. Wellness, yoga, and retreat centers. Now, you don't want to overlook these independent organizations in your region where you plan to travel. Many will welcome you to deliver your message free. Others will want to develop a revenue-sharing model, or they'll ask for a room rental. But here's one really good source to find spiritually-oriented retreat centers. It's www.findthedivine.com. And if you look under the states, it'll point you in the direction of the various different retreat centers. And some of the ones that I really like are Canyon Ranch and Omega, but you have to actually submit, and then they will determine if you're in concert with their message. Now, women's conferences are also another great resource. Many states and regions host women's conferences, and if you Google women's conference plus the name of your region or your state, you'll see what's available. There's also a variety of other types of women-only events around the country. Ask around locally, and you're probably going to find a lot of people who have either been in them or know of them. Now, another great resource is Meetup. Now, people just don't think of Meetup as a great, because, you know, they normally think of a more formalized state. But frankly, these Meetups have become a very, very effective way to get your message out to a core audience of enthusiasts that are particularly interested in the subject matter that you're looking for. And all you have to do is join meetup.com, and it's going to also start feeding you meetup groups in your area. But I like to look at various different cities, put in the subject matter that I'm looking for, and then look for the meetups that have the highest number of attendees or participants. And then when you actually go into that meetup, you're going to find that there's usually a coordinator, and that coordinator has an email address. And it's a quick email request into them saying, do you take speakers? And, you know, would you be willing to consider me? And here's my information. So don't overlook meetups as a great way to potentially connect with people. And, of course, you can create your own meetup. That's a wonderful way to build an audience and build a community. But when we do on our Speakertunity newsletters, we feature a major meetup in the Mind-Body-Spirit area somewhere in North America in every issue. So another area that you want to look at, depending on if you're really sort of in the health area, is health, wellness, service, and support organizations. Now, you think of such groups as disease-related associations like heart and diabetes and cancer, that are looking for lifestyle change wisdom or inspiring heroes and champions, or abuse survivors, or animal welfare. Whatever meetings match your subject are a great place to start looking for opportunities locally and nationally. Some of them don't have regular meetings, but some of them do, or they have an annual meeting or an annual luncheon. So you need to get in contact with each one of them that resonates with your message and see if, in fact, they might do that. One of the more interesting organizations I've heard about recently is called Mended Hearts, and it's for people that have had heart problems or had crises, and they are back speaking and back healthy again and looking to connect with other people who've had their experience. So look for organizations like that. They don't all have to be big fancy names that you're familiar with. They might be local, and they might be specific to an illness or a disease or a condition that you have expertise in. Now, of course, there are also the Mind, Body, Spirit Expos, which proliferate all over the country. Some of them are very large in major cities, and some of them are in smaller communities, or they're handled out of local spiritual living centers, or they're psychic fairs. They're smaller, but depending on the size and the event, you might find a really welcoming audience at a minimal cost. Some of these venues will still allot speaking spots simply on the merit of the speaker and the content, but others want a booth purchase, and the larger ones may be asking for fees. I know some of them, for example, ask for you to take an ad in their magazine, and it can be pretty pricey. But if it's the right audience for you and you know that you can actually convert well, it might very well be something that you want to seriously look at. You also want to look at the kinds of staging that they allow you. Will you have a private room? Is it something you're on in a big open-air audience? How many people do they generally draw to their workshops? You want to look at whether they're just giving you some stage time to talk or whether you can do a formal workshop at these events. Some of them will allow you to charge for that workshop or share the money with them. A couple of good directories are www.mindbodyspiritdirectory and www.spiritualevents.com. And that, by the way, it's mindbodyspiritdirectory.org and spiritualevents.com. Now, if you have something that appeals to a specific interest group, I would suggest that you look deeply into what organizations are associated with those kinds of things. For example, if you're looking at enthusiast organizations and special interest groups, you might, for example, if you're in the environmental area, you might look at Bioneers. They have some individual chapters. They have a national conference. Or here's one that I love, the International Association of Near-Death Studies. So if you have had a near-death experience and that's part of your story, it's a great group. It's called IANS. There's also the International Association of the Study of Dreams. So you can look at start looking for special interest groups in your area. Excuse me. Now, we talked a little bit about the spiritual living centers and Unity, but if you want to look at other kinds of houses of worship, many of them have a national conference or some kind of symposium every year, and that's a great opportunity to get on stage if you are aligned with their message. And then there's a lot of times there's the brother and sisterhoods. For example, the Jewish organizations, there's a number of sisterhoods that you can get active in. But many of the Christian denominations also have some kind of connection like that, that do have annual events or local group meetings that might actually welcome speakers. So you want to take a look at some of those. Now, if you're a food author or food messenger, you know, don't overlook retail spaces. Health food stores and vitamin stores are oftentimes an opportunity, especially if they have a mailing list and they will send to their community and promote in the stores if you have a subject that's aligned with their topics. So you want to check on your local health food and vitamin stores. For example, in the Denver area, National Grocers has a guest presenter program. So you look around, and I think that you're going to find several of those. I just found out about another one in Florida recently. So your community might actually welcome you as a speaker. Now, one of the other things that I really see proliferating all over the country, and they look to be a lot of fun, actually, are veg fests. So if your message has to do with food, and it's healthy food, and it's related to something related to nutrition and that doesn't involve meat or poultry, then, in fact, you want to go looking for the veg fests in your community. And all you have to do is Google veg fest, and you are going to see them come up like crazy, and then that's just zero in on the ones for your region. And they absolutely do. They are looking for speakers. So that's pretty evident for those. Now, again, if you're an author, don't miss out on book fests and book clubs. Book fests are actually one of the major ways today that authors are coming in direct contact with their readers. And, you know, they span from everything from the huge, like the Los Angeles Times Book Fair here on the campus at USC, to smaller book fairs in various different areas. And you can find them by Googling, but there's another great resource that I like very much. There's a website called Writers Who Win, www. And Writers Who Win has a list of book festivals all over the country. And so that's a great opportunity for you to check into. And then you also might want to look at book clubs, and you can connect with a lot of them online through various different resources that they provide. So those are some really good ones that sort of are more aligned sort of in the, you know, that really give you some direct things, especially with the spiritual and wellness areas. But there's a couple other things that you might be interested in. Obviously, colleges and universities are another really great resource. The only challenge with colleges and there's actually a couple of challenges with them. And one of them is that there are multiple people on campuses that actually do book speakers, and they're a little challenging to find. But oftentimes some of the people that have budgets are actually students, and each year it changes from student to student coordinator, so it's a little hard to find and hold on to a contact there. But I would suggest you contact your local university in the categories where you are an expert and begin exploring around, or ask around some other people that you know on how to get into that. There are also a number of speaker coaches that actually teach how to get into universities. I know Mike Fritz is one of them, and there's a number of other people. So if universities are really critical for you, you know, you want to take a good look at that. Now, of course, everybody wants to do a TEDx. You know, TEDx is the local version of TED Talks. TED Talks is the national, and you really have to have a national profile and have kind of been through the TEDx locals in order to get on that stage. But if you want to get on a local TEDx, you have to create 18 million minutes of brilliance. And that's really it. It's got to be 18 million minutes of brilliance that's really focused in. And the best place to find them is actually, there's a spot on the TEDx website that really gives you all the locals. And you go to www.ted.com/TEDx/events. But you first want to actually brush up on what goes into a really good TEDx conversation. It's really critical that before you apply, you really know what it is, how to sell them, and what it is that you're going to deliver, because they're going to want to see some video of you delivering something similar so that they know that you're going to be great on their stage. So that's how to find the local TEDx. Now, if you're looking to talk to professional associations, then obviously you want to look for them in your specialty area. We certainly cover a lot of them in health, wellness, and mind, body, spirit in Speakertunity. But there's a great resource called www.eventsinamerica.com. And this is a great resource where you can search by either subject or region and find the professional associations that are looking to educate, inspire, and motivate. And you can see where you might fit in their programs. You can go to their websites. And even if they're booked for this year, then you can earmark them for next year and start reaching out to them now to find out who their speaker coordinator is. So that's really a great way. That's a really nice shortcut, Events in America. So now another area that I think is really very worthwhile looking at, if you can find the right organizations, are multi-level or network marketing groups. Frequently, these have a guest speaker to really rev up their crowd and make them believe that they are perfectly capable of being effective at connecting with, selling, and being confident about their ability to put forward the products that they're engaged in marketing. So, you know, if you know somebody who's already in the multi-level marketing platform area, ask them to see if, in fact, they do have outside speakers and who the person would be to connect to the coordinating party. And if you really have to be at the top of the game if you're going to do a national, although many of these have regional conferences. But if you really want to get on a national stage, you got to be at the top of your game to actually get selected for one of these. So if you're really, you know, committed to getting on one of those stages, then start looking for some of these through people you know. And another great way to do that is just to go to Wikipedia and look for and plug in multi-level marketing companies or lists of multi-level marketing companies. If you put in list of multi-level marketing companies, you're going to come up with a decent list of the various organizations that might be good candidates, and you can begin to approach them individually. Now, another source consumer and lifestyle trade shows. And these are often sort of for women's organization or home products or wellness, or there's a great one currently, fitness is a great one currently on bodybuilding. You know, there's seniors. There are all kinds of different lifestyle trade shows, and sometimes they'll charge you, but a lot of times they also will take you on for just the content. But it's worth investigating many of these to see if, in fact, they really are viable for you. So I would suggest that you actually, you know, look for expos or events in your subject area, like, you know, expo or event plus seniors plus women or whatever, and that you will probably get these. So I want to invite you to, you know, look at the fact that this is a lot of work if you're going to be doing your own research. And there's a faster and easier way to do this if you want to save your save yourself time and money and the effort to do this research. And it's what I began to mention at the beginning. It's called SpeakerTunity, SpeakerTunity.com. And it's the Transformational Speaker Leads Tip Sheets, which we have created to enable you to find and connect with the direct contacts at all of these different kinds of organizations. Twice a month, we feed people 20 different contacts that will send them, that are willing and able to book speakers. We cut the time out of it because we know these people are the right ones and they're actually looking for and welcoming speakers like yourself. So this shows up on your email. It's so easy. And we also have a private Facebook group where not only are we putting in contacts that we've learned about that have a time factor, but we invite all of our subscribers to submit new various conferences, conventions, events, and programs, and local activities that they know about. So it raises everybody's boat. We're really excited about SpeakerTunity. It's only $25 a month. And, you know, how can you go wrong with that? It's a no-brainer. It's like 3 cups of Starbucks a month. If you want to pay in advance for a whole year, it's only $264. You actually even save $36. It is really one easy way for you to not be spending your time in research and instead be changing lives, selling more books, getting people into your coaching programs, growing your business. So I invite you to check out SpeakerTunity.com and see if this is right for you. We love to help you and make your life so much easier. So I'm hoping that you'll accept my invitation, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email me at Jackie@ConsciousMediaRelations, or you can send it to thefolks@SpeakerTunity.com. So it's Jackie@ConsciousMediaRelations, which is my PR agency, or you can send it to thefolks@SpeakerTunity.com. So happy to answer your questions. Would love to have you join us and let us save you so much headache and time, and let you put your time on the things where you really can be effective.